7240 coming to the end of the line at the Clackamas Town Center MAX station. I've got a passenger on board that since she got on board, she was showing me a badge, a TriMet badge that she works for me. So I assume she said she works for TriMet. Anyhow, she's going on about how her son got killed and she's drunk. And I'm trying to figure out if she's a TriMet employee. Do you want me to see if I can take some time and see if I can help her?
So somebody boarded your bus. They showed you a TriMet badge. They're claiming they are a TriMet employee. And they're saying that a family member of theirs was killed and they're having a moment.
There will be another 72 that will. The bus stop is right in the corner. I don't know. Okay.
The 7240, did you copy what I said?
Yeah, I did. I had a passenger that was getting off the bus that was asking me information. Here, can I see that? Can I look at it and see who you are? Okay, I'm getting her ID here. Let's see if she's TriMet. Okay, so she's got an Oregon identification card. And the TriMet badge does not match. It says that she's a contractor here. It says that it's Rhett Meyer.
Okay. I mean, there's not a whole lot we can do. Is she wanting medical or police?
I don't think she's mourning the loss of her son. I don't know how long it happened ago, but I think that's the problem. But she showed me this badge here that says it's a hot contractor, but this badge expired in 2020, so this is a while ago.
Okay. Then what can I do for you?
Our conversation is done. I'm going to go ahead and let her get off the bus, and she can ride the max to the bus from this point. Again, she said she was a TriMet employee. I called you because I knew that this was going to take a few minutes to have this conversation. So I needed to document that I was having that conversation so that when they see I've taken an extra 5 minutes here at the end of the line, they know why.
Okay.